Valois for Topchen We have the famous pasuk we say every Monday and Thursday and Shabbos by He in Soyah Aharon by Yom Moshe Kuma Hashem Yafuso Yaver Venus Mishnah Bifonecho Venucho Yerma Shuva Hashem Levois Alfei Yisrael. Rashi brings from the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Tezayin Vahi B'tzorin Oroin in the Torah that this parsha has Tzvei Nun Hafuchos. The parsha is preceded and completed with a Nun Hafuch, a backwards Nun. Zogt Rashi also lo simonios melefonu melachar of loimar she'ein zeh mekoymoi. This is not the real place it should be. V'loma nichtav tchan. Rashi is quoting the Gemara in Kuf Tezayin 116a in Shabbos kedei lahafzik bein puronios lipuronios, because he wants to make a hafzik between the puronios and puronios. They want to be mafsi be peronius le peronius. So the Gemara in Shabbos Taka speaks out which peronius is coming to be mafsik. Zok the Gemara le peronius. Zok the Gemara v'lama kol the house be peronius le rishon le peronius shnia. Peronius shnia. What's the peronius shnia? Mahi vahi om kimis oninim peronius rishona. Vayisu mehar Hashem. The Perani Yishniyah, as we understand, it's right after this parasha, we have the parasha of the Misoininim Ra. The Klal Yisrael complained, there was Nalila, Melach Nalila, Hech Lifroish Meacharei Hamokoi. The Melach Nalila Lifroish Meacharei Hamokoi. So according to Rashi, the title was that they were rushed, they were Kamo Livatnu, but Derech has said, Shlosh Yom, she didn't give any time. He was pushing them to go, quick. They had to get into Eretz Yisrael, right? It was a good thing that Hashem was doing, but they looked at it, Ra, Memela, that's the Messiah in him. Toisvis and Shabbos, on Kuf Tezayin, he brings Rashi. Oh, Baruch Hashem, background music. Yeah, Pesh B'Kurashim, he owes his Chil L'Shol Basar. Right, he brings from Kuntris, which is not Rashi in Chumash, but he brings from Kuntris, brings the Kuntris over here. Rashi learns here also, right, in Shabbos Kuf Tezayin, V'soch Gimu Yom L'masom His Avu Has of Taiva. They had a Taiva for the Basa. They wanted the Basa, which is a little bit early, but Rashi learns that was the Pironius Rishoina. And that was Vayisu Mehar Hashem. They went away from Hashem because they wanted Basar. Me'achri Hashem, they wanted Basar. But Tosfos says, V'oymeri Dein Nirali came. It's not Mistavro, this is the Pshat. This is what's mentioned in the Torah L'Chorah afterwards, that's what. But L'maisa, so Tosfos says a different Pshat. El Peronius Rishoyna Ki Da'omba B'Medrish. Like it says in the Medrash, Vayisu Shenosu Mehar Sinai De Ashlosh Yom Ketinoi Kayoitze Mi Beis HaSeika. Rashi says, Taisa says, Amar De Gezach, the Peronius HaRishoina was not, like Rashi says over here, or the other Pshat, that it was the Inyan of, they wanted Basar, El the Pshat was, the Vayisu Mehar Hashem, Me'achre Hashem, Mehar Hashem, that they went away from Har Hashem Kipshutoi, Ketinoik, Habayreach, He goes and he leaves. So too they were running away from Sinai derech shloish yishom. Appel de gezach. Toisus says mechad. I'll be the medrash that there was a time of kintinoik habireach mi beis haseifer. They were running away. The maiso we have to understand according to Toisus pshat. We have to understand what exactly is the peronios over here. What's the peronios? L'choira, but they were running away, mehar Hashem, kitina b'regah b'esa sefer. It's okay. It's a taker, not the best thing, but compared to the misoinin ra, b'ene Hashem, l'choira, it's not the best thing, but l'choira in comparison, it seems to be a little bit less. That's what Rashi says. They wanted basar, the taina against the Ibn Yishaloy. Where's our basar? Where's this? It doesn't seem. We have to understand the oimek of the Puranis of Yishaloy. Secondly, the Choyra, there's a Gevaldike Kasha over here, which the Alter Mikelm asks, what's the Taina of a Yisum Me'ar Hashem, Ketina Barebi, as I say, for Rashi brings later on in Chumash, that the reason why Yisum Me'ar Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, let's move, and they went very fast, they were taku running. And Rashi brings, forget that was the time of the Messiah and the time of the that were running so fast because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted them to get them into Eretz Israel. They were complaining about the derech later on. That was part of maybe the time of the Messiah in it. But Lamaisa, the reason why they were Yisro, they went very quickly because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, Api Hashem Yachanu. So where's the taina? Where's the taina on them? In fact, the Alta. That they went, they had to go fast. They had to get them to Eretz Israel. Forget if they would have gotten to Eretz Israel right away, and that was Hashem was rushing them. Get them to Eretz Israel right away. Go to Eretz Israel, and once they were going to Eretz Israel with Moshe Rabbeinu, that would be over of us. We'd be sitting here in the we'd be in the base of Migdish tonight, walking on Har Bayis. If we would be tar, we'd be eating nice pieces of shlomim, man. Good pesto pieces, because simcha wasn't ripe. The bear locha, bas shlamim. We didn't have a heilig bas shlamim, man. And here we're sitting around Golus again, thousands of years. Where's been waiting, waiting for Mashiach? We would have gotten right away with Moshe Rabbeinu before everybody says it would have been over. That's it. So a person was talking rushing them. What's this katina kabaret? So the Alter says a Gevalt, a Gevort. I once wanted to be mazbe with a marshal or boisai. The Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Tzatzal, the Meshiva Mir, I was low to learn by. Never, he suffered two major heart attacks. The second time he had a heart attack, the first time he had a heart attack, he lost 4/5 of his heart muscle. The doctor said it was a nace that he stayed alive. We spoke about that once. The doctor said to him, called in all his family, if he had his first heart attack, he was 51 years old. He walked into the hospital. The doctor couldn't believe that he was alive. He walked into the hospital. And after the examination, he told the family that the Kimani has no chance to live. It's not child. With how much damage was done by the heart attack. So he called the family in that you should expect the worst. And the family went to tell him, to Rabbi Shmuel, that we got back to part. And he said, what are you doing? And he said, let me talk to the doctor. And with his, you know, he was very weak, but he was speaking to the doctor. And the doctor says, how long have you been in the medical field? He said, I've been in the medical for about 20 years. Yeah, and tell me, have you ever made a mistake? You made any... He said, not really. I'm pretty much... My whole life I've been on the ball. Well, I'm the first one, he said. They asked him afterwards how did he know. He said, he said he was not shaykh. In fact, he lived another 36 years and he didn't die from a heart problem. His heart was, Baruch Hashem, I don't know how, but his heart was there because he had, maybe about 5 years later, he had a major, major heart attack. The nurse, how they found him, and they brought him to the hospital, and he had to go through whatever, a whole month of the recovery. But in the recovery room at that time, Rabbi Yisai, he was, his son, Rabbi Asher, was the Rosh Hashiva today. One of the Rosh Hashivas came into the room, and he saw Rabbi Shmuel motioning, bring. He couldn't figure out what he wanted. And finally figured out, he'd bring me a Gemara. He's in the hospital, some hospital in Manhattan. He went to the Bikur Cholim room, and he found, there was a small shas there. He looked for Sechta Gittin. They were learning Gittin in Yeshiva at that time. And he brought it up to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel was so excited. He saw a Gemara. Came with a Gemara. This man was come out dead on the bed. He asked for a Gemara. He said, no, let's learn. Started to learn the first Mishnah, maybe get Medina Sayyam, so actually, only my funny Nichta, funny Nachta, Achloik is Rabbin Rabbin, the Shmo, made him soon the Kaiba, Kitsa, the Sugya. Anyway, they finished the Mishnah and they closed, he didn't be able to call to Mamish, do anything, and he put the Gemara on his heart. Ah, Yehem Chayen Varach Yomein, Rabbi said, that's why he kept alive, Kerach HaTorah, Rabbi said. The Tziv says, "Odom kiyomis ba'oyel." Brachos 63b. The Gemara says in Brachos, "Odom kiyomis ba'oyel." In a turn, nikkus of mishem meimis atzmai Allah. So it's a Torah. The Tziv says, "Be'emes it's ad misa mamish." Just the Torah is mechayev you again. So says the Tziv. But the Maisa, he was holding dead kemat, but he wanted to learn less than he kept the Gemara in his heart. The Pshat is a boy that even though Rabbi Shmuel, there was a p'tur, there's no terror, he has to be learning now, no shayach to learn. But the Pshat is just to be away from Torah to 1 second, he couldn't deal with it. Rabbi the Yisroel Ketina Berech HaSev is that you have to go up Hashem Yachano, and they have to get into that realm. But the feeling should have been, says the Alta, halavai, I could be by Al Sinai Vaita. Halavai. It's not the actual going. They had to go up Yashem Yachanu. The taina was, what's the feeling in the heart? When the guy has to leave for Bein Hazmanim, the Bein Hazmanim trip, he has to go back for whatever he's going back for. His great grandmother is having an upsharing on a sheitel. To fly, I'm going for 2 weeks. Grandma Baba Bela, the upsharing, they're cutting the sheitel, her great sheitel. She's having peklach for all the ur einiklach. Everybody has to fly in 2 weeks off from yeshiva for the upsharing of Grandma Bela's new, what's it called? From the name of the salon, whatever. Who is Chevy? Chevy Salon. She just got a new sheitel. Great sheitel. Was cut perfectly. Upshare. Everybody gets a snip also. Grandma Bela. She left a little part, like at the end of the Sefer Torah Lavda. She left a little part. Everybody could cut in and call him, what's it called? Her great, great, great grandson should come in from Eretz Yisrael to Bevatel in order that they should get the last snip. The bangs. Anyway. So it's 2.5 weeks off from yeshiva, just for, you know, Baruch Ein Ben Chayre, let me show you the Torah, right? Bekitza. So the Maisa, Soyva Shal Davar. But how does he leave to go to cut the hair, Rabbi Yisai? Well, how does he go to the airport with the feeling he really, I have to go back. Grandma Be'a fought, she has a big Yerusha, so I have to go back. But the Maisa, Soyva Shal Davar. With a broken heart, how could I leave the base medrash? You have to pull me away, I need a break. How do I leave it, boy? Say, Shmuel couldn't learn Torah, but let me hug the Sefer, let me hold the Sefer, let me put the Sefer on my heart, let me learn a Mishnah, something, what I could do. Nishkatina Kabareh, the Tina Bareh is, we're over, get out of here, you're free now. So the Alta, that was the Taina. And the Raya is up there, that when they left, when they were leaving for the gold and silver, that they had the booty, the sholo from that the Mitzrim had put on all the horses and they drowned the Yamsuf. Right? Godel Hayab, Bezos Hayam, Yosef the Bezos Mitzrayim, unbelievable amount of jewels, they were gathering it up. Mamish, he has 100, being all thousands are loaded on his back, he has jewels up, he's put up his nose, 7 diamonds, he has no place to put it anymore. He can't even, what did he say? He can't hear, he has 3 diamonds in his ear, he can't hear. I'm still trying to put more stuff in his pockets. Moshe Rabbeinu is pulling, come on, Mr. Bernstein, we gotta get out, we gotta go to Eretz Yisrael. Just one more. He has to go. You gotta pull him away. Beinus Madam here, Dushinsky's there after he's there. Rebbe, you have to pull him out. Get out of the base medrash, it's Beinus Madam. No, no, no. He's there, you see him there, finally, he can't get the Rebbe, trying to pull him out, he can't get him out. He's handcuffed to the bench. No way, take me, call the cops. Not getting out of here. Look, you have to go, okay, walk out solemnly. It's Mad, Beinus Madam, that's it. Get out of here. Vayasa, Moshe has to pull them away. Here, okay, we have to go. Listen, we have to go. You know, the guy has the, you know, Beinus Madam's coming up. He has a flight, 11 o'clock at night. Rebbe, I gotta be ready. 11 in the morning. You never know. The Neshe might come early. You can learn till. No, 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 no. Can't miss the flight. Grandma Sally's waiting with our chocolate chip cookies in America. Can't miss the flight. Rav Nochum Parshanis once davened, that's what it says in the book, one of these books. He went down for a Talmud, he should miss his flight. So he said, oh, they said, why? Because this Talmud had a problem getting up for Shacharis, and his flight was an early morning flight. Aha! Ha-ha. All of a sudden he can get up. 6:30, no problem. El Al, flight 3:15. He's ready. He's ready. He's 4:05. He's ready. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Flight 6:15. He's up. Nesher wakes up fresh. Comes to davening. The Lord's man. Nothing to talk about. 11:30. Pops out of bed. It's so hard to get up. It's so hard. Should be a kitchen. Vayasa. Where are the priorities? Should be to pull them away. It's not the Altimus Lobotka. Not to be killed, I'm sorry. That was the time. But I wanted to say another connection over here, but maybe the Amkis or another Oymik over here in the Pshat, in Vayasa, in the Vayelchum Yachri Hashem. Because like you said, what was the terrible Peronius that led that this Yisoid, and also Lechoyah, the Peronius, and no Shayach, the Bishlam called Rashi, it's very Gishma. It was complaints against Hashem. There was a lack of Amunah for the Basar, he's on Ra, lack of Amunah, they're rushing them. But going to Tosfos, what's the connection Barach with the Sefer to the Peronius? You could say the Stam to Peronius, but the Chayre needs to be. And second of all, what is the, why do we pick this pasuk of Ahibet Sa Oroin to be the mafsik, the buffer between the two Peronius? Why this pasuk of Ahibet Sa Oroin? That's what hasn't been the feed the Bahalta of the Altam Kam is very gestickel Shema. You want to talk about the Cheshivas, what Torah is. Even so, Aron, the koyach of Torah is via futsu. I wanted to tie that. So, if he, maybe Torah is pshat, maybe we can just bring out the chashivas what Torah is. But again, we have to understand the connection. Oh, so I wanted to say that we have to add. We didn't say a few words of Torah, and I think there's a gevaldik you saw at the end of this Torah here, Rabbi Yisrael. Torah says, "Kachu you baruch mehasin derech shloishes yomim," and Torah adds, "Lefishalomdu Torah harbe b'sinai." We shouldn't be moist with the Peronius and the Peronius. Tosfos adds a connection over here. He's not stam, they ran away stam. They learned a lot of Torah in Sinai, and that was the impetus for them to run quickly. I think there's an oimik over here, Rabbi Yisrael. Ulai, chat in Tosfos as I. The Gemara says earlier, Rabbi Yisrael, in 88a, Pei Chesem and Aleph, the Gemara is a Meir the Gemara, Chazal. Zog the Gemara, Rava, Hahu Tzeduki, the Chosel, the Rava, the Koma'ayim, B'Shma'isasa. There was a Tzeduki that saw Rava being Ma'ayim in Torah. The Yosa etzba'osa di day tusi karo, and his hands were underneath his legs as Rava was being ma'ayin at the ksois, the sivas. So maybe put in some money for air conditioning. Maybe it's too hot for the oil. It's going to be another 2 or 3 hours for the shmur. We have to make sure. Become ayit. That's by the two sikara. Become ayit buhu. Was squeezing his fingers. Become mavin. That's passing doma. Blood was oozing from Rava's fingers. Omalei, the stuki said, Amma pazize. He said to Rava, you hasty nation. There's only one other place that I'd call in Shaz that has this Amara, the Amara Sof Ksubis also. Reb Zeir was going to Eretz Yisrael. He saw him, there was no ferry, he tied a rope. And the Maisi asked him, what are you doing? I'm a Paziza, the Kamisu, Pamaychal, the Naichu, the Tradea. Here also, Rabbi, the Bistuki says to him, you hasty nation, you're still in your hastiness of your, like your four forefathers. The Kamisu, Pamaychal, the Naichu. You say Nasa Venisha, first feel and see what the Torah requires of a person. Akati, you're still in it. You first should have found out. Look what you're expected to do. Look at the chiyuv of Torah that expects you to ma'ayin so stark that you don't even realize that, and you're learning Torah with Ian so stark that your blood, your fingers are oozing blood. I'm Beis HaLevi, how this ties into Nasav Nishman, Jewish Tezvav, if him is Beis HaLevi, if you're the there, I'm not going to that, you saw it over here now. If you look up Lisa, oh my lays, at the Helik Rav, Anan, this on Nino and Bishle Musa, Siv Bon Tumash Yisharim Tanche, we, that we went between Leif, Kederach Ha'oysa Me'avo, we trust the Eibishter with a tmimus. We know he's not going to put on us something that we can't or be oimed by. But you, Ater, and Ahanach Inshi, the Sanan Be'alilusa, you're looking for ways to get away. Chatsufa, Spaksibu, Vesalef, Boy, the Yeshtam, you'll be destroyed. But we go with tmimus with HaKadosh Baruch. We know, Zakrashi, he's not going to give us something that we can't lamed by. I think the fees that Moir that the Pshat and Tais was about to the Pshat was Katino Kabareh Rabbi Beis Hashem. If he told Lom Du Tar Ba'ar, I want to tie that was the Taich. That Klai Yisrael got so many Torah mitzvahs, and therefore they were starting to run because they felt that it was just too much. But if there was no chisorn in the moon of this din of Rava, Anan, the Sonin of Bishlei Musa, that we know that Klai is not going to give us something or more that we can't handle, then there wouldn't be a mokum to be bereah. I feel they have to go, but that feeling they have to get away is because they felt it was just too much. More mitzvahs he might give us. More requirements, it's too hard. But if it was Sanina Mishlei Musa, if they were holding in the Madrega of Emuna, that whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu give, no, give me more. I want more. But I know that whatever you're going to give me, b'shleimus and b'tmimus, I know it's for the good. I know whatever you give me is for the good. It's b'meila, there would be no mokum for tinoik, abareach, to be bareach. The mokum for bricha was, lamdu toya harva, they felt it's just too much, version might give us more, we can't handle it. B'meila, the yisoid of the problem was the ein of the achsar and amuna and the avo and the tmimas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he gives us, what he's doing for us, is one husband shleimus, and we have nothing to worry about. If there'll be more Torah, it'll also be good. If there'll be more mitzvahs and more drabonans and more derizans, it'll also be good, it'll be for our shleimus. That the Aveira of pre the Peronis was Mamish the Zelba Aveira. Because Vayyam Kisoinen and Ra was a Taina because the Itaka didn't have a Muna. Because he was rushing us. He's rushing us. That's Misoinen and Ra. But Phil was saying it's Mamish and Fakir. We could say that's the Minchal to Peronis because that led one led to another. Because there was a Chasor in the Amuna by Hasinai. That this vote of Rav that nanshtiv Sanina Bishlei Musa, that we realize that Kodesh Baruch doesn't mean have and everything is good for us, but we felt it's too much already, it might not be good for us, Ki'ilu. So Mimel is a hemshich with the Peruni, and Peruni is of his own is a hemshich. It's not so good for us. We're already questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness to us. Maybe this things that he's doing, he's rushing us. Maybe that's not good for us. We're not getting past us. It's not good for us. Mimel, it's a hemshich in the Peruni. How do we have to break it up, Rabbi Yisai? Vayhi ben soya ha'oroi, vayoyim emoisha kuma Hashem, v'yafutso ha'evecho, v'yanusim b'sanecho, v'ponecho, api Hashem yachanu, with the oroi, with the Torah, the amuna shlema, that's guiding us, that's leading us, that we go with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the Baruch Hu is traveling with us, he's going with us, he's with us all the time, vayhi ben soya ha'oroi, when we keep the Torah, Baruch Hu is with us. That's the breaks of the Perunias, because it was the Yisoid, if you will say, of the Perunias. Anand, the Sanin, Bishlai Musa. That's the Yisoid we have to realize. The Baruch Hashem, everything that he does, everything that goes on in our lives, it's completely Latoy, Moyer, the Latoy, Rabbi Yisai. And every mitzvah that we have, Rabbi Yisai, is Latoy, Vaisai, no. Every other Nudrabana, oh, so difficult for cared. Every Kir mitzvah is the Mashlam Amen, Shanan, the Sanin, Bishlai Musa, Sivbon, Tumash Yishorim, Salah, Betoim Lev, Kedem, Oisim Yavo, Vesomachlo, Shloyetanenu, Betovish, Unuchulamu. There's no such thing as Loma Torah Harbe. You can have more mitzvahs if a Kodesh Baruch Hu feels that we need more, we'll learn more. Anand is Aninu B'Shlei Musa, boy, said, that's the Yisoid of the Aveir, Vayechu Me'achrei Hashem. They went away, Me'har Sina Me'achrei Hashem, because they felt that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving them too much, it might not be good for them, our lifestyle, it might not be so great, this type of mitzvahs and things like that, doing that, it might not fit into my lifestyle, Rabbi. These chumras and these zachar, Rabbi said. Nay, Rabbi Yisai, and Rav Zokt, no matter what the Baruch Hashem asks for, we're connected to the Baruch Hashem as an Eved, and everything that he asks from is Taka, L'toy Eles, and L'toy Vaseinu, and he loves us, Ki'av L'ben, Rabbi Yisai. That has to be the feeling of every Yid. No matter, sometimes we see mitzvahs and it feels difficult, but care, we have to realize that every mitzvah that we have is L'toy Vaseinu, has to be Mashlamos, to be Ma'atev, to make us even more refined, and a better Jew, and a better person, and a more proper person, Rabbi Yisai, to refine us, to become mamish, the spitz, shleimus. That's the Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai. Meila, that was the time of Yisoid Achrei Hashem. Meila, lefizeh, Rabbi Yisai, we have to be schazik in this in, Rabbi Yisai. Sometimes it's a difficult, this, that, and our vidigah. We have to, we spoke about a little bit shvus night also. The person has to have a moon, Rabbi Yisai. Everything has to start with a moon. All the Torah, Rabbi Yisai, it's b'arvu avosir shabot chuvah. It has to start with a true Amunah, Rabbi Yisai. We have to start with a preface of Amunah, that we have to realize Amunah Shlema, that Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us with the ultimate love. And everything that He gives us, every trial that we have, every mitzvah that we have, is for our good, 100%. And all the mitzvahs that we have to do, it's not because He wants to burden us, Elo Faker, it's because He wants us to become more shlemistic, more connected to Him, through the mitzvahs become connected, Rabbi Yisai. Every mitzvah that we do is more of a connection to the Baruch Shalom. We tie our shoes in the morning, and we're doing because of the Baruch Shalom, tie the Baruch Shalom, we're connecting through the tying of shoes, Rabbi Yisai. Asher Kedishonah B'mitzvah Yisav, it's a Kedusha, it's a connection to the Baruch Shalom. A person has to love the mitzvahs, because that's our connection, and not to look at it as a burden, it's difficult, Rabbi Yisai. Even if he doesn't feel, forget, he makes the out of motions and Shabbos, he gets dressed up and he gets all excited for Shabbos, but deep in his mind, 24 hours, 26 hours now, I gotta be locked up and this and that, I wish this, I wish that. Whatever it is, whatever the mitzvah is, Rabbi Yisai, the fasting, the this, oh, how much he dreaded, it's coming to 9 days, this thing, Rabbi Yisai, instead of looking, understand that every zach is l'toy v'seinu, l'av v'seinu, it's this myridika ava, every mitzvah is ava, Rabbi Yisai, it's ava amitis, the Baruch Hu, he wants to connect to us. It's a myridika opportunity to connect. So it's mitzvah, it's a special of ava, Rashi says ava. A person has to look at another opportunity to connect in a deep seated relationship with the British. So I should miss out on that opportunity. Chapanocha mitzvah. Chapanocha mitzvah toiv, Rabbi Yisai. This is the hashkofer, Rabbi Yisai. The Emes hashkofer, Rabbi Yisai. You have to get into the noodle, Rabbi Yisai. Get into the noodle today. It's a big problem. Every mitzvah, and if we do it, even if we're considered Orthodox, Haredim, we're called Haredim. But how much is it? We'll tackle, look at it, everything. So we owe this mamasha, apta, burden, Rabbi Yisai. It's a burden. This, we have to get up, and this. I want to be free. I want to have a free life. But that emes teretz was the more we mispointed that the mitzvahs that Latoy was saying, as Rava said, the toim lev, you go between us, and every, and not only the mitzvahs, every matzv in life that the Rosh Hashanah gives us is Latoy was saying, command over Kosh Latav. And a person that lives a life of simchra, boys, the emes simchas achayim. The only way to have simchas achayim is to be approached life and the Torah and mitzvah with this hashkofa, tmimus and pure hashkofa, zot rova, tumash yishorim tanchem, with a tmimus, that a bringer shalom is la'ava, that everything is la'ava, ha'boicha, bi'amu yisrael, bi'ava, you have that brocha, what's the amunah of that brocha, ha'boicha, bi'amu yisrael, bi'ava, he chose ba'ava, that means chosen to represent, to do the kind of terms is ba'ava, it's all for ava, it's not for a burden, it's mamish l'toy v'seinu, but he said, shmizuchot, ingrain it in our lives, and like we said, even if we have to go, it's with a feeling, where would I like to be? What am I running away to? Where am I running to? Where am I running away from the base of Medrash, where I connect on the deepest level to who knows where, but it's a place that Mamish gives me a, Mamish cuts me off. What's he running away second Seder to get to where? To go to where? To get back to his phone? To get back to who knows what? But it's to what? To a world which is marachik from the Ibanish level. Like the Shiva used to say, over many times, he's getting a bacha, walks away from the Beis Medrash, closes the Gemara, don't say goodbye Abaya, see you some other time. Take Abaya with you. And he used to say over from the Gadolim that a bacha leaves the Beis Medrash, a nest, that he makes it back. There's so many marchikim, everybody that's outside the Beis Medrash, they just want to be marchik you. The person has to realize this is the place where he can connect, we can have the expression of Ava, we spoke Amelis is Ava. Yizrcha beiz Hashem, abuicha ba'am Yisrael ba'ava, beiz Hashem yizrcha to that connection, yizrcha to serve the Yibayu Shalom be'emes, be'tmimus, be'ava, be'simcha, amen.